Hello, and welcome to this audio. First, I want you to relax. Relaxing your body and your mind, knowing that you do not need to do anything right now besides relax and listen. Letting yourself become relaxed. Relaxing your mind and clearing your mind so my words can fill and influence it. Letting your conscious mind fade away while your subconscious mind emerges. Clearing your body of any tension. Scanning your body from head to toe and releasing any tension. Clearing your mind of any thoughts. Letting all anxiety, fear, and resistance fade away. Releasing anything that does not make you feel relaxed. Only relaxing and listening. You do not need to think or move right now. All you need to do is relax and listen. The only thing you need to feel right now is relaxed. The only thing you need to do right now is listen. Just sinking deeply into relaxation. Letting relaxation take over your body. Sinking deeper and deeper. So completely relaxed. Relaxing more and more. Feeling so relaxed just listening to my voice and my words. Letting them enter and sink into your mind. Letting my words make changes in your mind and body. Just relaxing and listening. Just feeling so relaxed and obedient. Going deeper and deeper. Letting my voice and my words guide you to a place where only you and my voice exist. Going deeper and deeper. Preparing your body and mind to go into trance. When you are in trance, your subconscious mind will be listening and taking in my every word. Now, I want you to repeat the following statements after me, either out loud or in your head. But replace the word name with your own name. Name is listening. Name is relaxing. Name is listening. Name is relaxing. Name is listening. Name is relaxing. Name is going into trance. Now that you are here, so deeply in trance, I want you to imagine yourself at the top of a staircase, and there are 5 steps below you. At the end of the staircase is a door. I want you to walk down the staircase towards the door, and with each step you take, you will go deeper and deeper into trance. And by the time you reach the end of the staircase, you will be in the deepest state of trance possible. You take the first step. Your conscious mind is fading and going to sleep, going so deep. You take another step. Your subconscious mind is listening to my every word, sinking deeper. You take another step, slipping further and further into relaxation, relaxing more and more. You take the fourth step down, going so deep into trance, sinking so deep. You take the last step, falling into the deepest state of trance possible, completely asleep. And now that you are here, I want you to imagine yourself at the grocery store. The grocery store you go to every week to get your food. You are standing in the front of the store with a shopping cart. You look around and see people walking throughout the store. You hear people talking. You smell the familiar smells of the grocery store. This place is familiar to you, and you are comfortable here. You have a bottle of water with you, and you are very thirsty. You decide to drink the bottle of water before you start grocery shopping. You drink the entire water bottle, letting the water fill your stomach. And now that you have finished the water bottle, you can begin shopping. You start walking through the grocery store, taking your usual route, grabbing your usual food items. You are taking your time, going up and down the aisles. You have nowhere to be, so you are in no rush. As you are walking down an aisle, you notice that you need to pee. You think you can wait until you get home. There is no urgency. You can just continue shopping. So you do. You continue walking through the aisles. But after a while, the pressure in your bladder begins to grow. You are starting to feel some urgency. Your full bladder is starting to feel uncomfortable. You think you're almost done shopping. You'll just quickly get what you need, check out, then go home to pee. So you continue walking through the aisles. You are walking a little more quickly, as you do not enjoy the discomfort of your full bladder. You walk down the last aisle and grab the last thing you need with relief. Finally, you can head to the checkout line. As you approach the checkout area, you notice a very long line. There is only one cashier working, and their line is very long. You look at the self-checkout line to see if it is any better, but it is just as long. No worries, you think. Hopefully the line will move fast. You choose a line and wait for your turn to check out. The pressure in your bladder is growing and growing. You try to distract yourself with your phone, reading the labels on food boxes. Anything you can do to distract yourself from the extreme discomfort of your full bladder. You could go use the bathroom, but that would mean giving up your spot in line. You become distressed and flustered thinking about this. You are regretting drinking that bottle of water earlier. You are becoming fidgety and antsy, moving around, trying to distract your body from the feeling of your full bladder. The pressure in your bladder is unbearable. You feel like you will explode if you try to hold it any longer. Then, just as you decide to head towards the bathroom, your body freezes and your bladder lets go. Your bladder completely releases as you stand there in the checkout line. You look down and see the wet stain on your pants growing by the second. People start to turn around and look as they begin to hear the sound of a puddle forming on the floor. You cannot do anything but stand there as your bladder completely lets go. When your bladder is finally empty, you are standing there in a puddle with soaked pants. You look up to see people looking at you. Some looking at you in shock, some in disgust, and some in sympathy. You have no idea what to do as you stand there covered in pee. An employee who saw what happened comes over to you. She says to come with her and she will help you. You go with her, and as you walk away, you begin to hear whispers and mumbles growing in the checkout line. The employee leads you through the store, and you trail behind her in your wet pants, with your wet shoes squeaking with every step. You can see people staring as you walk by them. The employee turns down an aisle, and you immediately become embarrassed. She took you to the diaper aisle. You watch her scan the shelves, then grab a pack of diapers and put them in your cart. She says she thinks these diapers will be great for you. They are very thick and hold a lot. You say that this was just an accident and you don't actually need diapers. But she persists. She says that it's okay to need diapers. It's a lot better than having accidents in public. She then walks a little further down the aisle and grabs wipes and baby powder and puts them in your cart. She then asks you to follow her again. You question following her this time, but find yourself walking behind her as she leads you somewhere else. Now you are walking through the store with a pack of diapers in your cart and wet pants. You hang your head down, avoiding making eye contact with anyone as you follow the employee. She takes you to a back room and closes the door behind you. She opens the pack of diapers and asks you to lie down on the floor. You ask why. And she says she would feel better knowing you will leave the store in a diaper so you won't have any more accidents. It's also a sanitary issue, and they can't have bodily fluids like that around food items. Your face becomes burning hot. With no other choice but to run out back into the store with wet pants, you lie down on the floor. The employee unbuttons your pants and slides them down your legs. She then removes your underwear. You can feel the cold air on your damp skin. The employee takes a wipe and wipes down your crotch area. You can feel the cold wipe against your skin. She then grabs the baby powder and starts shaking it onto your skin. It tickles as it touches your body. The smell of baby powder fills the air. Then she grabs a diaper and unfolds it, making lots of crinkling noises as she stretches it out. Then she slides it underneath your bottom. You feel the soft padding underneath of you. The employee then pulls the diaper up between your legs. You can feel the thick padding between your legs. She takes the first tape and pulls it tightly across your abdomen and secures it to your diaper. Then she takes the second tape on the other side and pulls it tightly across your abdomen and secures it to your diaper. The diaper is now wrapped securely around you. The employee pats your diaper and says, "This will be much better than peeing your pants." You stand up and she puts your wet underwear and pants in a plastic bag. She then hands you a pair of shorts. She says, "These are from the employee lost and found, and they look like they will fit you." You put on the shorts and look in a nearby mirror. You can clearly see the outline of the diaper through the shorts. You can also see how thick the diaper is. So thick that it is forcing your legs apart, making you waddle when you walk. The shorts also do nothing to hide the loud crinkling sounds that the diaper makes. You know that there is no mistaking that you are wearing a diaper. You ask the employee if there are any other options for pants, and she says no, those were the only things she could find. She says, "Don't worry, everyone already saw what you did. They won't be surprised to see you in a diaper. In fact, they might be relieved, as you won't be leaving any more puddles on the floor." The employee opens the door for you, and you step out and grab your cart. You begin waddling to the front of the store, crinkling with every step. You see people staring at your diaper area, which makes you want to walk faster, but that would only result in louder crinkles, drawing more attention to yourself. You finally make it to the checkout line again. You stand in line, trying to ignore the stares from people around you. When it is finally your turn to check out, the employee grabs the open pack of diapers to scan. She looks at the diapers and then looks at you, then says, "Oh, you're the one who..." cutting herself off before she says too much. She then looks down at your diaper area, then back up at you. She smirks to herself and continues scanning your items. When she is finally finished, you waddle towards the exit, feeling humiliated and dazed about the events that just occurred. You cannot wait to leave the store and go home. Now it is almost time to return to consciousness. I want you to turn back around and open the door. You are at the bottom of the staircase. At the top of the staircase is a bright light. I want you to walk up the stairs towards the light. You take the first step, slowly waking up. You take the second step, your conscious mind becoming active again. You take the third step, regaining awareness. You take the fourth step, coming out of trance. You take the fifth step. Awake.